Yeah, I think, to be honest, we were a good value for the victory last night, Miles. I have to say we got off to a dreadful start. Poor goal we gave away, a defensive error, which Sligo fully capitalised on to go 1-0 up after about 3 or 4 minutes. But I think we dominated the remainder of half and had numerous chances and thankfully converted 3 of them.
That gets you off to a good start. I think with a just small number of games, a defeat would be a serious matter at this stage. So you're in the driving seat in that division already.
Well, I think in all competitions, no matter what tournaments you look at, the first game in a 14 group is vital to get some sort of a result. That said, 2 years ago when we went down to Sligo, we actually lost the first game and went on to win the competition. But, you don't want to be putting yourself in that position, at the start of the competition. So to get 3 points on the board and with 2 home games to come against Donegal and against Cavan Monaghan, it sets us up well to try and top the group, which was our ultimate aim before we started the competition.
You had a number of friendlies before taking on the first game there against the Sligo Leitrim. And did you play as well as you expected to, considering your good preparations?
Yeah, I thought we were excellent in the first half on a difficult night. The conditions were, it wasn't overly windy, but it was some heavy downpours in the game and the pitch was very, very soft. And I thought in the first half we were excellent. Terence Doherty in particular ran the whole Sligo defence ragged, and this was sort of reflected in the fact that the centre half was picked up 2 yellow cards after about the 42nd minute or something. I think our second half performance left a wee bit to be desired. We were impatient and didn't move the ball quickly enough and played into Sligo's hands. They sat back, as I would expect them to do, to be honest, down to 10 men. They sat back with 2 banks of 4 and tried to hit us on the break, and we got a bit impatient and rushed things and made the wrong decisions. But, our preparations were very good going into this match, Miles. We played 2 quality games against the Saturday Morning League, 1 in the Brandywell and 1 in McGinn. And then we played a very good Derry on the 19th side last Wednesday night. And we also had the players in on Friday night before we went to Sligo. We're a light session. Myself and Paul Hegarty were very happy with the preparations, and I think it was reflected. Because, to be honest, our squad was really stretched to the limit last night.
Yeah, I understand that, some of the maybe more experienced players may not be involved this year. You have some new players into the squad. How do they bed in?
Yeah, we had young players coming in last night, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. Fergal Harkin from Kilmaney, Dylan Ruddy from Kildaff, Aidan Freen from Kilmaney. And, they all acquitted themselves. Michael Barr from Greencastle. And, all acquitted themselves really, really well. And when you consider, the experienced players that were missing last night for various reasons, mainly injury and holidays, the likes of Michael Byrne, Brendan McLaughlin, Kieran McDade from Macrana, DJ Canavan from Quigley's Point, and Anthony Doherty from Alia, those players would, and a lot of people in the zone would expect the vast majority of those players that were out last night to be on the starting 11. But these 4 or 5 young boys have come in and have really given myself and Paul a headache for the next game.
Well, that's a good headache, and that you'll have to decide who to put on board. Does it depend who you're playing, as to whether you go for experience or for youth?
Not necessarily, no. If you're good enough, it doesn't matter what age you are. And it's on performance, and we'll have 2 or 3 more sessions before the Donegal game. And we'll use them to assess where players are at. It'll also depend on just the injury situation, because of those 5 players I mentioned, there's 3 of them injured. So we'll assess their recovery and see what happens over the next month.